Yeah, so congratulations on fifth place at UTMB, Ultra Trail du Mont Blanc. That's pretty a huge result. Would you say that's your biggest result in your career so far? UTMB is huge.
Yes and no. It was an amazing result, and obviously this year was extra special, being the most competitive women's field to date, and we saw that with record amounts of women under the 24-hour time. Yes, the course was modified, but we also had like perfect weather conditions and everything. I think in my mind, it's not my best result. I definitely know. I think at Canyons and Ultra Trail Cape Town, those were two very the like score after those were around 800, whereas for this one they gave me 780. It definitely left me feeling like, oh, I learned a lot from it, and I'm already like, I want to go back, and I want to put into practice like the things that I learned from it. So
Yeah, maybe you can tell people a little bit about the course. This is your first time running the full 174-kilometer distance, right?
That was my first time. So there were a few sections that were new to me. So basically everything from Chamonix, where you're starting the loop, that was all new to me. And most of that is done in the night. Typically the race starts at 6 p.m. in Chamonix. The streets are lined with people. There's hundreds of thousands of people there. This year, they did say it was a record number for spectators as well. It totally blew my mind. All the way from Chamonix, from the start, along all the roads, through all the towns. If we went up a trail, there was still people. And you go over one pass, it drops you down into Saint-Gervais, and then you keep going along. And then like Contamine is the last little town before you have like a almost like a 50K stretch of no towns or anything. So the last town is like a huge wall of crowds that you're going through. And then this year they started where all the athletes have to be using like a red light only for this one section. Supposedly that's to help the wildlife. So you're kind of going through like sensory overstimulation with the crowds, the loudness, like I just posted today, it's like you can't even hear your thoughts, to red light, and then it's only the runners that are
Wow.
going. So it's almost like sensory deprivation.
Yeah, so it's like overstimulation to
yeah.
like no stimulation.
Yeah.
Wow.
But so that was cool, and it was like a full moon, so the
Oh,
stars were
cool.
out and it was pretty bright. Yeah, and then night falls and you can just see this like long line of red lights behind you, and it was very, very beautiful.
And so 9,700 meters of elevation rise and fall. And
My watch did clock it at over 10,000, and then
wow.
even though we took out the section of the pyramids, which they did add another section that was the same distance and vertical, but the pyramids, which they took out, has a very technical descent, so it would have taken longer had we had taken that route. So I don't know. My watch said over 10,000. I'm going to take that, but it is a lot. There's a lot of big climbs. There's a lot of vertical kilometers or more within it. You're just going up and down mountain passes, but then there are also some very fast, flowy sections, and that is where you can make up time all over the place for sure, but you can be moving pretty quick for quite substantial sections.
Right. You mentioned that the winner, Blondine Lirondelle from France, she set a new course record, I believe, 21 hours. You came in 23 hours, 21 minutes. How do you prepare to run for almost 24 hours? What's your training look like?
All right, so UTMB, it still has quite a few skills that are required. Like you still need to be able to run fast because you're running sub 4 minute pace at the beginning for like 30 kilometers. There are some climbs in there, but like just for perspective. So you need to have some wheels. And then, there's obviously lots of runnable grade under, say, 10%. And then there's like the steep climbs. And I was also kind of surprised. The last half of the race, I forgot how steep some of those climbs are. And then the descents are very, very steep. There's quite a few where it's like 20, 30% grade for 1500 meters of downhill. So
Wow.
you can like smash your quads pretty easily. So with all that in mind, we set it up. I set it up with my coach that the first bit of the summer, I would actually be working a little bit more on speed, running efficiency. That is often a bit more my weakness. So afterwards, it was like volume, 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 volume. Just going out for big adventures, having some like 6 to 12 hour days, oftentimes at night as well.
Just to be
Just
able to
like,
endure that kind of time on your feet and distance and all of that.
just building that durability. And it's always really cool with the human body. It's like you see that durability week after week. You're able to handle more. Of course, you've got to be careful, but yeah, you're taking out most of the intensity. So you are able to do more back-to-back stuff or have like
Well,
three or
you
four
are.
long runs.
The rest of us may not be able to do that. I mean,
within reason.
it is a pretty refined list of people who are excelling at this sport at a high level in the world. To finish fifth in this race is, I think, a huge accomplishment. So, again, congratulations. It did sound like you had some rough stretches in the night, where you were nauseous and you dropped to 15th place or so. Were you take me through that? What was that like?
So I often do get nauseous at night, and like it's hard to kind of disentangle. Like obviously your body's like, what the heck are we doing? We should be sleeping right now. So physiologically, and you're still trying to like digest a lot of all the sugar and carbs that you're putting in your bodies. And then add that in with the first 30K being like somewhat of a solid tempo, with all those flats and the crowds and adrenaline. So yeah, as night fell, I was getting a bit of nausea. I've definitely had like severe nausea, but this was like, it was manageable, but enough that it was like, all right, let's pay attention to this and just drop back a little bit. It's okay. And then secondly, my hip flexors like totally blew up. And
Oh
so,
no.
again, that's where like a learning from this is I should have been doing more flats in my training, flat speed work to strengthen those hip flexors. So they're just totally shot. It felt like they had just snapped off. And so
Yeah.
for downhills and
God.
flats, I just had nothing. It was like I couldn't even lift my legs. Uphills felt great. So yeah, I was mostly
Huh.
just semi maintaining, definitely losing my position by keeping my uphills good. And then I just had to baby every downhill super slow, which, that definitely helped me the next day feel fresh. Like I still had like fresh legs on the downhill and everything when I finally turned it around. But so during the night, I was going over in my head, like in a bit of pain, like, am I gonna DNF? Like, this just feels crazy. I'm not even at halfway. 100 miles is a really long way to go with totally absolute, with no hip flexors. So I was preparing mentally for like potentially dropping out, but still staying curious of like, okay, let's just see if I can ride this out or if the pain will go away. And then, yeah, when I got to Courmayeur, which is around halfway, yeah, the sun started to rise. I got some Red Bull in me, had a Tylenol, and then I didn't even say anything to my crew. And yeah, we carried on. So that's when I really started to also really race as though this is now like the race. So all night I had told myself, like, the race starts at Courmayeur. Just be patient. Don't worry about what position you're in right now. And then at Courmayeur, I think going up the big climb there, I passed like six people and started to get back into it. Hip flexors felt totally fine after that. So I don't know. Lesson learned. Like, again, sometimes you have a niggle during a race and sometimes you can keep going. But I think just like being curious. And either way, at that point, I also just like shifted my focus to like, all right, instead of podium, let's just focus on like finishing, and like, let's just try to enjoy where you're at and everything.
Do you so a
Yeah.
top five, does that feel like you're when you're going into a race like this, even though it's your first time doing the longer distance for UTMB, was your goal to podium or?
Yeah, no, my goal was definitely to podium, but also going into it and looking at, there was Courtney DeWalter, Blondine Herendahl, and I've raced her before. She's crazy. And then Rachel, and then initially there was Ruth Croft. So there was like, and Sumaya, I don't know. There was like four to six very incredibly strong women with leagues of more experience at this distance than myself. So
And at this race too,
and at this
or
race, yeah, definitely. I think experience really does matter. And also another example of that, like, so I won for my age group for the 20 to 34 year olds. All the other women are in their late 30s to early 40s. So
Yeah, and so what is that about ultra running? Why do you think older athletes are able to A, succeed so well and continue at such a high level as they, as they get older?
yeah, it's so cool. I mean, I think it's motivating for all of us, but definitely like the maturity and decision making, the pacing, all of that is really important. In terms of like physiology and physically, I'm not sure, but I'd be really interested in like, we can all look at like Ludovic Pomeroy, who's won Hard Rock multiple times now, and then even like Emily Schmitz, who came third, and she was a total like dark horse at UTMB, but she's, I believe, 42. So yeah, it's like, is there something muscular that's going on? Just more of those slow twitch muscle fibers that are just like much more prevalent for older athletes. Yeah, you would think so. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. Well,
Yeah.
congratulations again on your result. Maybe you're not as happy with it as
No,
some of us are, but
I am. I, yeah.
I saw that fifth place and I was like, wow, that's impressive on your first time out there.
Yeah.
And so you'll go back?
Yeah. I'll go back. I think during it, I was like, man, this is crazy. And then afterwards, talking to my coach and my partner, we're like, no, yeah, let's go back. And it was just so special. It just felt like a big lifetime experience. And I think for me, yeah, my main goal was to be in the top 10, and I'm like hugely proud of my effort. I think it just, you can leave something on the table of like, oh, I learned this and this, and I can see why people get addicted to doing UTMB a few times.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah, because you
And
can.
what other goals do you have for this season? Is this it, or do you have other things in the fall?
Yeah, this is it. My main goal is to take a vacation
Yeah.
and yeah, just chill, do some non-running things, bike a bit more, go rock climbing, just chill at the beach or something. So I'll be going on a little road trip. I'll be hitting up Nelson, go see some friends, things like that. Yeah, I think take a solid break. This will be my off season right now.
Well,
So
richly deserved. And yeah, congrats again. And thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with me today. Yeah. And so next year, do you have plans, or are you just going to take the break first and then kind of build your season for next year?
yeah, kind of TBD, but next year, yeah, I kind of weigh in a few things. There's World Championships in South Africa this year, so I am keen to run that again, and I think go into that with a little bit more like confident firepower. I think last time, yeah, I could have used some of that. And yeah, the question is like, do I do another UTMB race or Western States? I do have some like projects that I'm looking at doing. I might do like the rim to rim to rim or something fun.
Oh, in the Grand Canyon. Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we'll go with the flow for now.
All
Yeah.
right. Well, you
Yeah.
take care, get some rest, and
Yeah.
enjoy your autumn.
Sweet. Thanks for reaching out.
Okay. Thanks, Jasmine.
Yeah. Sure.
Bye.
Right.